you began in early October, and you've had a number of very interesting stories.
It's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed getting to know the town, and I feel like I've gotten lucky to get to report on a number of different stories that seem very important to the Valley. It's been a good experience so far.
And you grew up in Colorado?
Yeah, I was born in a little town called Luviers, which is near a little town called Sedalia, on the Front Range, sort of between Denver and Castle Rock. And I lived there for most of my life until I went away for college. And after college, I went to D.C. and was in public relations and some journalism fellowships. And finally, I've made it back to Colorado.
A few highlights of the stories you've written about. You gave a really good description of the Sooty Ranch management plans, the three different options that the BLM has for people to comment on until this upcoming Monday. There was also the bit about CDOT possibly transforming West Glenwood into a truck stop.
Yeah, that seems, it's a bit more than possible at this point. They're ready to go forward in the spring.
Today, also, there was a story about exploratory drilling approved at the quarry without really any public comment. Another big issue for people here in the Valley and especially Glenwood Springs.
It has been a very big issue, but the BLM has been very clear that when the proposal for the mine expansion, which we know that Rocky Mountain Resources wants to start, when it comes to approving that expansion, it will be a very big public process. Right now, the quarry is only permitted for limestone, and so to drill for dolomite rock, if they got approval, it would be a much bigger operation.
Plenty to follow up on, including you did get David Anselmo's side of Kenny Frost being banished from the vapor caves, which KDNK published a story about on Tuesday.
It's a very sensitive issue for a lot of the people involved, and I'm still working on following up some things regarding that story, so keep checking the Post Independent for updates. You know, one of the reasons that I really wanted to do journalism is because I like learning about things. And I think a lot of people who are attracted to journalism and reporting feel this too. There's just a curiosity and you want to find the answers and understand why things are happening the way they are. Because I'm new and I'm still pretty inexperienced as a journalist, I want people to know that if they have criticism or comment or questions about my reporting, I am always happy to hear it. Being in a community newspaper is a different experience for me, for sure. I used to be all online for a national paper. One thing I didn't get was just how close information is to people's lives. And here, I definitely have a great respect for how the words I am using affect the people who I'm living around. So I definitely want people to feel like they can approach myself or my editors if they ever have a problem with my stories.
Thank you so much for speaking with KDNK, Thomas Phippen, reporter for the Post Independent.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.